We knew the people that we bought the house from. They had been very close friends. Their daughter and I had grown up together. Mm-hmm. And we ended up buying the house from them later. But okay, we have the kitchen. We have a utility room, a bathroom off of the utility room, a room out from that, which was a garage until our house fire in 1992. It is now supposedly a den, junk room. There's a dining room that's no longer a dining room. It's a den. We have a living room. We have a screened-in front porch, a glassed-in back porch, three bedrooms, and another bathroom on the bedroom wing of the house.
You said you had a fire?
Our house burned in 1992.
Oh, how awful. Completely, or?
Not completely. It was a major mess, though. The wiring inside of a deep freeze caught on fire.
Oh,
and it started in the garage, and it came across this whole wing here and was started out across. The house is in the shape kind of like a U or an
mm-hmm.
H,
mm-hmm.
and it had started that way. And what didn't burn was very badly damaged with smoke, both odor and color-wise.
Yeah. That happened so fast.
It was terrifying. It was.
You were here when it happened?
I was at work, and Don was on his way up to Elephant Butte Lake, and a policeman passing in front of the house saw it burning, and the next door neighbor called the clinic, that was when I was still at Crossroads,
mm-hmm.
and told me the house was on fire. Wow. And if you think something doesn't age you quite quickly,
mm-hmm.
and you hear people say, well, what you would try to get out. The only thing I could think of in this whole house is that I had cats in here, alive
mm-hmm.
creatures, that I had put in here and were not able to get out, and that was the only thing that concerned me. And God with us, the cats did survive.
That's so lucky.
They were very traumatized, and they were smoked pretty bad.
Oh, poor babies.
And spent the better part of 11 months up at the clinic while the house was being redone.
Mm-hmm.
But you never think of other things. You know, they say, well, you'll think of the pictures or you'll think of the family. I never thought of one thing except live creatures
mm-hmm.
inside this building.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in here over an hour before the fire department would clear the place enough that they would let us go in and look for them. And we found them.
It's lucky.
But you live through it. You know,
yeah.
Nothing is so valuable that it can't be replaced, or you live without it.
Yeah, that's right.
And absolutely. A very close friend loaned us his 25-foot RV, and we parked it out by the barn, and you find out how little you can live on,
mm-hmm.
and you also find out how close husband and wife can live together in a small area and not kill each other.
Right. Is this a special style of house?
It's a Southwest style of
mm-hmm.
house.
What kind of roof does it have?
It has a pitched roof.
Mm-hmm.
And it has asphalt, the regular shingles on it.
Okay.
Which all had to be redone. The whole house had to be redone.
Oh, and that's when you painted the ceiling red.
It was red before. And the carpet was red before. And that was the interesting thing, too, is I said, I want the ceiling red again with white walls, and I want red floor. And the red carpeting is not a popular color anymore. And
that's,
I kept saying, I will have red carpet again. And after at least 2 or 3 months of trying to haggle with the people, you know, they'd come in with mauve color. And I'm like, no, this is not red.
Mm-hmm.
And finally they came up to work, and he had just this little square, not even the full, like, 12-inch
mm-hmm.
square, just this little thing. He says, how about this? And I said, it's red. We'll go for it.
Yeah.
And it had just a few little lines. You can see, well, you can look
mm-hmm.
down at it.
No, it's
when
really
I walked in here after they put it down, I thought, oh, my stars. Well, it turns out that it's not only commercial carpet, it's theater carpet. It will never wear out, so it's a good thing.
That's
like
fantastic.
Red.
Fantastic, yeah.
Yeah.